Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Morning Preview. Today is Tuesday, November 2nd, 2021. Futures are indicating a roughly flat open, with S&P futures unchanged as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mixed Asian trade overnight, while European equity markets are lower in early trade. Bonds are firmer, with US 10-year yields off around 3 basis points at 1.55%. There is a similar move in European rates. The dollar is weaker versus the yen, but otherwise gaining, with the biggest move versus the Aussie after the Reserve Bank of Australia abandoned its yield target. Oil and gold are little changed. Industrial metals are lower. There have been no new major drivers overnight, with markets playing a waiting game with a focus on key central bank meetings. Beat rates in S&P 500 companies are still running above 80%, providing fundamental support. Sentiment is also being aided by thoughts that supply chain pressures may be peaking, though inflation is still a concern. And Democrats are talking about adding to a $1.75 trillion stimulus bill. However, Manchin expressed concern at moving forward without clarity on costs and impact. In central bank news, the Reserve Bank of Australia kept the cash rate unchanged. However, board members abandoned its 10 basis point target for 3-year yields, though will continue purchasing government securities at $4 billion Australian per week until at least mid-February next year. Elsewhere, the Fed is widely expected to make a tapering announcement this Wednesday, while markets are pricing in a Bank of England rate increase on Thursday, though the decision is finally balanced. It's a quiet day on the data front, with a focus in the Eurozone on final PMIs. Due up on the US economic calendar, Redbook chain store, and API crude inventories. While a number of companies will again post their results today, among those due to report before the open, DuPont, Under Armour, and Pfizer. In corporate news, The Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg reported that DuPont is in advanced talks to acquire Rogers for about $275 per share. DuPont plans to combine Rogers with its electronics and industrials unit and will consider selling or spinning off its mobility and materials unit. And a Californian Superior Court judge has ruled that Teva did not cause public nuisance or make false and/or misleading statements about opioids. Bloomberg clarified that the ruling also applies to Johnson & Johnson, Endo, and Allergan. Asian markets ended mixed overnight. It was another cautious day's trading in the region as the week's main risk events still lie ahead. Australia was the regional underperformer after the RBA held its dovish tilt, bond yields and the Australian dollar fell, banking stocks were weaker, while mining stocks were also dragged down by another sharp dip in iron ore prices. Japan was also lower as profit takers moved in after stocks hit one-month highs yesterday and ahead of the Fed meeting tomorrow. Greater China was lower again, with mainland stocks underperforming Hong Kong. South Korea outperformed on finance ministry bond market action, and Taiwan was flat. In regional news, South Korea's finance ministry said it would conduct an emergency buyback to stabilize bond markets after a two-month slide in prices. South Korean inflation was also at its highest level since 2012, reinforcing the case for a Bank of Korea rate hike later this month. And Japan Prime Minister Kishida said that he will draw up a stimulus package by mid-month, with the bond market encouraged. The election will likely take the pressure off Kishida to inflate spending size. European equity markets are lower 2 hours into the session. In European news, the chief of the UK fiscal watchdog has warned Chancellor Sunak that he has little room for maneuver to restore budgetary discipline and could easily miss the target if interest rates start to rise. And French President Macron has delayed the threat of sanctions against the UK over access to fishing waters to give more time for negotiations after Brussels intervened on Monday. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Preview. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.